BBC News. Security officials in the US state of Florida say several people have been killed during a shooting at Fort Lauderdale International Airport. The shooter is understood to be in police custody and is believed to have acted alone. All airport services have been suspended. U.S. intelligence officers arrived at the Trump Tower in New York to brief the president-elect, Donald Trump, on allegations that Russia interfered in the American presidential election. Before the meeting, Mr. Trump told the New York Times the investigation was a witch hunt carried out by his political opponents. The government of Ivory Coast has appealed for calm after troops mutinied in three cities. It has asked soldiers to return to barracks and says talks with them have begun. Prisoners at a jail in northern Brazil have killed at least 33 other inmates in the second such deadly incident involving gang members within days. Most of those who died in the overcrowded Roraima State Prison were beheaded. Thousands of US tanks and military vehicles have arrived in Germany to be deployed along NATO's eastern frontier. The deployment, the biggest to Europe since the end of the Cold War, is part of Washington's response to Russian actions in Ukraine. The European Border Agency says the number of migrants arriving in the EU via the two main sea routes last year plunged by almost two-thirds compared with 2015. Frontex attributed the fall to cooperation between the EU and Turkey. The US-led coalition says it's killed another leader of the Islamic State group in an airstrike in Syria. Mahmoud al-Isawi was described as a figure who controlled the flow of instructions and finances to the different areas under IS's control. A killer whale that was involved in the deaths of three people and featured in an influential documentary has died. Tillicum was profiled in the film Blackfish, which argued that orcas should not be held in captivity. BBC News.